something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being drawn, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop, children, what's that sound?
I mentioned at the beginning of the program that my son and I like to hit the antique stores, the thrift stores, and junk shops on Saturdays. We're always looking for a special treasure. Well, last week I found one. An old 45 record containing Elvis Presley's blue suede shoes. It was in an old Decca collection album along with 13 other 45s from years gone by. And a close examination of all of the records in that album revealed that they were all in pristine mint condition, not a scratch on any of them. Now, I don't have a record player, at least I didn't. I haven't had one since about 1992, but you bet that now I had a reason to get one. I purchased a brand new player with a never-before-used needle just to play these old records. More about that later, because I have some great comedy coming up later from an album I bought at one of those thrift stores, and, well, I'll tell you more about that later. But right now, I thought I would play for you blue suede shoes from an Elvis 45 that just might, just maybe, hasn't been played in over 50 years.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! My car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Rock it! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but the heel for my blue suede shoes. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but the heel for my blue suede shoes.
I mentioned earlier in the program that I really liked it when modern new artists take songs of old and redo them in a fresh new light. I really do like that. Well, here's an old song that's been redone by an artist that I'm sure that you've heard of, but not for her musical abilities, although you'll see she has them. She's known for other things, basically a lot of television. So see if you can guess who this artist is, and I'll come back with the answer right after this song.
Billy Ray was the preacher's son. When his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gather around the parlor talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. Through the backyard we'd go walking, then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise that the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
Hallelujah.
Who he was.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it was.
Hallelujah.
Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, come and tell me everything is alright. Tell me, baby, everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? And the only one who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
he
was.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he was. How well I remember the look that was in his eyes, stealing kisses from me on the sly, taking time to make time, telling me that he's all mine, learning from each other's knowing, looking to see how much we've grown. And the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he was.
Hallelujah.
Did you guess who that was? That was Catherine Louise. You know her as Katie Segal, star of Married with Children, Eight Simple Rules, and Sons of Anarchy. Yes, that was Katie Segal in The Forest Rangers. Now, about that comedy I was talking about earlier, I picked up another old album called Welcome to the LBJ Ranch. The voices in the interviews you're about to hear are the actual answers and voices of President Lyndon B. Johnson and his wife, Lady Bird Johnson, as she's giving a tour of the White House. The answers are real, just not to the questions given here. I think you'll understand. This is Welcome to the LBJ Ranch by the Robin Dowd Comedy Team.
I'm Alan Robin, and I'm sitting here with my partner, Mr. Earl Dowd.
Good evening.
And also with Mr. Westbrook Van Voorhis, Mr. John St. Ledger, and Mr. John Cameron Swayze. And the five of us are going to conduct a series of simulated press conferences. We've taken the actual recorded voices of the president and other prominent political people, and we put their answers with questions entirely of our own making.
Well, why did we ever do a thing like that?
Well, I don't know, but I think it sounds much more interesting this way.
Our next guest is the President of the United States. Mr. President, we are honored for this opportunity to visit with you in the midst of your normally busy day in the White House.
I am hopeful that the visit will be helpful.
First, may we extend our congratulations, although it was months ago, on your thundering election victory to the presidency.
This will be for a new 7-year term.
We'll go right on with the questioning now to Mr. Swayze.
Mr. President, as a continuing example of your policies, who in the years to come will be guarding our eastern coast against Russian submarines?
35 Cuban fishermen.
Mr. Van Vory.
Mr. President, we understand that you are contemplating some changes in the income tax law for next year.
That's what we propose to do.
And if your changes go through, sir, how much of our net salary will we be able to keep?
0.1%.
And where will we be mailing our income tax checks?
The President, the White House.
Mr. St. Ledger.
Sir, vice presidents are becoming more and more important.
And I think they should.
Would you say that Hubert Humphrey has been a good vice president?
Yesterday was quite encouraging.
Sir, your middle name is known the world over. Could you tell us what Mr. Humphrey's middle name is?
Prudence.
Mr. President, election campaigns are costly. Has the Democratic Party allocated any funds for the next election?
$40 billion.
Uh-huh. And how much of that will be for your re-election as president?
$42 million.
And how much for Mr. Humphrey?
$1,600,000.
And how much to re-elect Bobby Kennedy?
$38.
Mr. President, according to Newsweek, an internal problem of considerable magnitude is the mounting divorce rate. What is the government's policy toward the alarming increase in Mexican divorces?
We congratulate the winners. We send warm regards to the losers.
Sir, being the president, your health is of major interest to everybody. As an example, when you had a simple head cold and were confined in the hospital for a few days, it made headlines around the world.
That's what normally happens when situations like that develop.
Just as a point of curiosity, sir, who treated your head cold while you were in the hospital?
Dr. Howard Rush, Dr. Paul Sanger, Dr. Edward Dempsey, Dr. Hugh Hussey, Dr. Irvin Wright, Dr. Joe Willis Hurst, Dr. Charles Mayo, Dr. Lee Clark, Dr. E.M. Papper, Dr. Joe Panner, Dr. Samuel Bellet.
Sir, I wonder if we could turn for just a minute to your War on Poverty program, which we'd
Dr.
like...
John Myers, Dr. Marion Fay, Dr. Helen Tossett, Dr. Jane Wright.
Well, many thanks for being with us tonight, sir.
Dr. Frank Horsfall, Dr. Joe Willis Hurst, Dr. Marion Fay, Dr. Edward Dempsey, Dr. Sidney Farmer.
First Lady of the land, we realize your time is limited, and therefore we're grateful for the opportunity to take this tour of the White House with you.
It's a great pleasure to have all of you here today.
Thank you. We thank you. Is there any particular place where you'd like us to start?
I thought you all might begin your tour here.
The White House is an enormous building. How large a staff do you have to do the housework here? I mean, who actually keeps this place clean for you?
The wives of senators, congressmen, and many officials in Washington.
Oh, is this the president's office?
Talk in whispers and tiptoe.
Dr. Joe Willis Hurst, Dr. Marion Fay, Dr. Sidney Farmer.
Now, where are we now, madam? I think I recognize this. This, I believe, is the blue room. Would that be right?
No.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I can't help but notice how many rare and valuable works of art are actually here in this one room.
It's been a wonderful addition. A silver coffee urn that belonged to the first president to inhabit this house, John Adams.
Is that this piece right here? I'm sorry, was that the coffee urn?
No.
Thank goodness, I was afraid it might have been. What was it?
That wonderful and an enormously valuable bust by the Nelson.
Sorry.
That's all right.
This is a lovely hallway.
I think it is. It's one of the most beautiful in the White House.
This is an interesting bedroom. Is this the bedroom where you and the president sleep?
Yes. War was declared twice in this room.
One thing I've noticed, the walls are covered with fine paintings, but why do all these great masterpieces have mustaches penciled onto them?
Could you say no to the president?
But this is one of the newer rooms in the White House, isn't it?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Knows your husband as you do, madam. How would you best describe him?
The brainiest, most devoted, most hardworking.
Well, that's a very good description of your husband.
Yes, I can hear him saying it right now.
Are those your dogs out there?
The beagles out there under the trees.
Yeah, they're wonderful dogs. They must give you a great deal of pleasure. You know, one looks as though she might be about ready to have pups. Is that possible?
I could tell you, but that's just a real personal question.
You used to have quite a complement of dogs here when you first moved into the White House, isn't that so?
There used to be 20 or more. Now there are only about 4.
Well, I understand that they were Great Danes, and you got rid of them because they weren't housebroken.
Yes, the children used to walk on stilts up and down the hall.
Coming into now is, I believe, the James Madison guest room?
Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore Roosevelt guest room, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I understand this is the reading room where your husband comes to relax after a busy day downstairs in his office.
I think the answer is yes.
Then this would be the green room.
No.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
We know your husband to be a very well-dressed man. Would you tell us what he wears when he's just lounging around the White House?
No.
We seem to be back at the main entrance. We'd like to thank you for being so patient with us and for giving up your valuable time.
I must say I loved it.
One final question, if we may. I can't help but look around this house and feel the aura of history.
History does not stop.
Exactly. And knowing that you are a great student of this nation's history, I wonder if you'd recall for us the actual words which the Indians spoke as they greeted Columbus on his arrival at our shores.
Welcome to the LBJ Ranch.
In 1881, an anarchist and lawyer named Charles Guiteau shot James Garfield in the back with a 5-barrel .44 caliber pistol called a British Bulldog. He said he chose that particular weapon because it would look good on display in a museum someday. No one currently knows where that gun is.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same song. I like that old
I'd like to thank you for listening to this hour of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and our sister station, 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico. Then there's the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas, Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, that stands for West Virginia's Proud Veterans. They are proud to be first in Ritchie County, right there in Cairo, West Virginia. Also AM 1290 out of Vancouver, Washington, and OldiesRadio88.com and RememberWhenRadio.com. Both of those are out of Columbia, South Carolina, out of the beautiful islands, Hawaiian Pacific Radio. I hope to go there someday. Also out of Florida, Q-Star Radio, and out of Occidental, California, KOWS Radio 107.3 FM, WYAP 107.7 FM, broadcast the Jason Kirkman Show right there out of Clay, West Virginia. And then there's AM 1700 Radio Richmond out of San Francisco, California. Also AM 520 The Loop and 88.1 WCPR out of Ringgold, Georgia. And Andrews Community Radio right there in Andrews, North Carolina. There's also Classic Hit 1630 AM just a little north of me in beautiful Denver, Colorado. And The Music Player Yesterday out of the United Kingdom. And I'll bet they thought I forgot, but our newest affiliate is out of Dark County, Ohio. That's D-A-R-K-E, and that's with Dark Classics Radio. Thank you all so much for carrying the Jason Kirkman Show, and if you'd like to check out all of the stations that carry the program, look at their websites by going to jasonkirkman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and checking on all of their links in the upper left-hand side of the homepage. While you're there, send me an email. Let me know how much you're enjoying the Jason Kirkman Show. And with that, it's time to close up the Jason Kirkman Show. I'm going to leave you a little bit of Elvis Presley's I'm So Glad You're Mine. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station.
Baby's long and tall, shaped like a cannonball. So every time she loves me, Lord, you can hear me squall. She cried, ooh-wee, I believe I changed my mind. She said, I'm so glad I'm living. I cried, I'm so glad you're mine. My baby knows just how to treat me right. Gives me plenty love and morning, noon and night. She cried, ooh-wee, I believe I changed my mind. She said, I'm so glad I'm living. I cried, I'm so glad you're mine.